Today, we have a very important passage of the Gospel. In today's Gospel, we see the Pharisees engaged in a game. They really tried to get Jesus in trouble. The Pharisees got together with the Herodians, who were enemies, really, because the Pharisees recognized only God as their king. But the Herodians sided with the Romans. So the Pharisees and Herodians aimed at discrediting Jesus by his own words. Is it lawful to pay tax to the emperor or not? You are a truthful man. You do not act out of human respect. What is your opinion? The coin in question had on it the image of Caesar. And along with the image were the words. These were the exact words. Tiberius Caesar, majestic son of the majestic God and high priest. In a way, and effectively it said, Caesar is God. Now, this was a blasphemy for the Jews. All of the Jews by the coin were reminded of their subjection to the Roman emperor. It was a painful reminder, since the Jews lived under this occupation, as the Palestinian lives today. So, this was a non-win situation for Jesus. If Jesus said it is not lawful, he would have been reported to the Roman government. If he said yes, he would lose the estimation of the people. It was a no-win situation. Like if the wife, I'm not going to tell you to look at each other right now. If the wife asks her husband, have you noticed any wrinkles on my face lately? If he says yes, that's bad news. If he says no, that means he is not paying attention to her. See, I don't have to worry. Father Vic doesn't mind, you know, when I look at him. Anyway, it was an all-win situation. The Pharisees wanted, and notice that word that Matthew says, to entrap Jesus. This word is used only once in the New Testament, entrap Jesus. You know what it meant? Not only to discredit him, but to destroy him. And so Jesus, being a master of debate, said, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. His answer suggests a duty to both God and Caesar. The Christian must be a responsible citizen of the nation, at the same time a good citizen of the kingdom of God, which is not always easy, as you know. Now, Jesus had far more than coins in mind when he said that we must repay Caesar and repay God. These words in today's gospel are very tricky. Entrap and repay. The word repay denotes that we have been given something. And in justice, we must give something back. You cannot expect to have good roads, good schools, social security, the freedom that we have without giving something back. We cannot let the government do everything for us without giving back something. We also have to repay God. We cannot simply expect everything for free. Religious aid, youth ministry, any other ministry in the church, it doesn't work that way. We have to give something back. Repaying God is a test of character. We either trust, love, and respect God, or we do not. So Caesar and God should both be respected. God does not compete with Caesar. Remember, God is not afraid of Caesar. He is not afraid, Pius XII said, God is not afraid of the human mind. He made it. But there are times when Caesar and God come to a head-on collision. When the demands of Caesar and God's conflict, the thrust of the gospel make the choice very clear. It is a fact. Look at history, that we will never come to respect and to love each other and to live in peace with each other away from God. God should be given his proper place in our lives, in our homes and governments. The result will be a stable peace among God's people. A young girl was annoying her father, who wanted to take a nap, by asking him a lot of questions. So finally, he picked up a world map, he tore it into pieces, and he said, "Here, go put it together." He said, "That should take an hour at least, you know, I have a nice little nap here." 5 minutes after, the girl returns with the puzzle. He said, "What do you mean you're finished?" He said, "Yes," he said, "I turned the papers upside down, and there was the image of Jesus, so I put Jesus together. It took me 5 minutes." The father didn't know what to say after that. Here we are, our life is like that. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. There is a part missing, and we can try to put that part. We can put fame or riches. You know, when we were kids, you know, we used to find a part, if it doesn't fit, I used to hammer it in, you know. And my father used to say, "No, it doesn't work that way." We cannot do that with our lives. Jesus has to fit. And then our lives are complete. You know, about 4 or 5 years ago, Anne Graham, the daughter of Billy Graham, was interviewed. And she was asked, "How come God allow so much pain? How come there are so many people suffering? How come there are so many people killing each other in many parts of the world?" Well, she said, "God is also angry when his children behave this way." First of all, she said, "Remember, we told God to get out of our schools, out of our government, our business, We want you out of our marketplace. And God, who is a gentleman, has just quietly backed out of our public life, removing his hand of blessing and protection. We need to turn to God, first of all, and say, God, we are sorry for having treated you this way. And we invite you now to come into our life. We put our trust in you. We have our trust in God on our coins. We need to practice it. Now, it was Benedict XVI. And you know, like I said, disobeying God's commandments is not going to do us any good. Away from it, if you look at the Old Testament, every time the people of God broke his commandments, they ran into hot water. Away from God's commandments, we cannot find peace. That's why we have to once again rediscover our background, our Christianity. Benedict XVI made it very clear to Europe, but the European Union is still sitting down having a good time. He said, unless you re-Christianize Europe, you're going to lose it. And look what's happening. There are Europeans joining those mad extremists that are killing innocent people, men, women, and children. Same thing with us. If we do not stand up for what we believe, not to be a crazy nut Christian, God doesn't want that, you know, just to be solid in your principles, to be solid in your morality. Unless we do that, unless we give God his proper place in our lives, then something really bad is going to happen. Sooner or later, we do not know. So today we resolve that we make our decision for God. Yes, we give Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but let us not forget God. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.